Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. The Hunter New England Health District has hit triple digits, making it the highest number recorded to date in COVID-19 cases. It recorded 103 new cases across the regions, equating to a quarter of New South Wales' overall figures at 406. The new cases take the total number in the current outbreak to 1,995. Of the new cases, Tamworth recorded 19, there was 18 in Newcastle, 16 in Cessnock, 15 in Lake Macquarie, 13 in the Mid Coast, 12 in Maitland, 8 in Port Stephens and 2 in Gunnedah. And for a third consecutive day, there were 0 identified in the Upper Hunter. Chief Health Officer Dr. David Durheim says it's alarming what the statistics say from where the cases were recorded.
There is a very interesting story. 56% of people had no vaccine. Probably not surprising, they're not protected. 27% of people had only one dose. That's not adequate. We need two doses to really protect us. And 17% of people had had two doses and their infection was mild. They had very mild symptoms. We need to all roll up our sleeves, get that second dose. We're well protected 2 weeks after the second dose.
Sewage surveillance is coming to Aberdeen, Merriwar and Murrurundi next week. The Upper Hunter Shire Council is welcoming a New South Wales Health decision to add an additional 3 sewage surveillance points for COVID-19. The 3 towns will be tested from Monday, October 18th, with samples collected weekly and sent for analysis. The results of the sewage testing will be released on New South Wales Health website, and Council has confirmed they will inform the community in instances of any positive traces. And an officer has been charged with assault following an investigation into alleged incident last year. A 54-year-old male senior constable attached to a police district in the northern regions was issued with a court attendance notice for common assault before midday yesterday. It will be alleged in court that the officer assaulted another man in the Hunter Valley area while on duty on Sunday, September 13 in 2020. He's due to appear before Kurri Local Court on Tuesday, 23rd in November. The officer is currently suspended from duty without pay.